Oh, I think tough going, only from controlling weeds and a few of those issues. Barley's had some issues with, some fungicide issues and stuff like that. But generally, I think you'll find that the cereal crops in Tassie are probably some of the best we've seen in decades.
Really? And canola? Cutting tidy windrows now?
Yes, very. Just seen a couple of our growers with their windrows in place, and the canola is magnificent. It's probably it's probably one of the best seasons for canola we've ever had.
Why is that?
Well, I think it all started from a very dry summer, as you know. We didn't get our first sort of rains until April. The heat within the ground helped germinate that canola seed, and it's a pretty small seed. But I think from then, and we just got the rain at the right times and the soil moisture was perfect, so you couldn't have asked for better.
Because I've been reading about, fungal diseases, sclerotinia, stem rot happening interstate and really causing problems. So you haven't seen any of those disease pressures with this wet year?
Not so much. I mean, there has been some issues with some moist ground and stuff in certain areas, but I think generally in the major cropping areas of Tassie, I think it's been well managed and well controlled.
So what does it mean? Because you've had special canola contracts out, by which I mean farmers not necessarily being paid on the tonnage in the bin at the end of the harvest.
Yeah, this will be a really good year for us with the Japanese canola. We've actually got hectare contracts with our growers, and we've also got a back-to-back with our Japanese customers. So I think we'll find a really good load of volume of canola in the bin. And not only that, I think the oil content's going to be extremely high as well.
And with these per hectare contracts, does any of that advantage end up in the growers' pockets, or does it come back to TAP Agrico, or is it all benefit for the customer at the end?
No, we've tried to be fair all round. In fact, I think the growers will really benefit this year from not only a hectare contract, because the risk was lying with TAP, not knowing how much we were going to really get in the bin. But at the end of the day, it comes back down to an oil bonification that we have with the Japanese. So the more oil that we have in that crop, the benefit flows directly back to the growers. So I'd like to think that our growers have all benefited from this contract.
Well, it's not in the bins yet. So have you been looking at the long-range weather forecasts out ahead?
Yes, I have, and been praying every night as well. So, look, we can only do what we can do. So at the end of the day, you can't control nature, and that's farming generally. But it looks good. Once it's on the ground, we're pretty close to getting it in the bin.
Still, we've got a few damp days between now and Christmas time, so is everybody going to be out pulling this off at Christmas?
Could be. It's been known to happen before, but could happen.
What about cereals? How far away are they?
I'm thinking they're around about a week behind from last year at this stage. Only a week ago I was saying it could be 2 weeks behind, but particularly this hot weather, it's certainly drying out the crops. It's certainly running up through the stems and hardening that grain, so we're expecting canola to come in first, of course. That's certainly at least a week late. Barley should be sort of coming off just sort of around about New Year's or thereabouts. Then wheat's probably mid-January at this stage.
And because so many crops were late going in, you'd have a good idea of what sort of area is out there now?
Yeah, I think what we're seeing is a huge wheat crop for Tassie. I think we're going to see a lot of revenue wheat, which is the new high-yielding red wheats. And some of the guys are saying it's so heavy it's starting to fall over, which is a bit of a worry. But if they can pick that up, there's going to be a hell of a lot of wheat about. Barley, certainly in the mid-year, I was a bit concerned about our barley tonnages, but I think we're picking those up, particularly with season that we've just had. We should have a pretty good barley season as well, probably around about the same as last year. And in reality, if the prices for the cereal crops and oil seeds in sort of March and April are attractive, people will head that way with their sowing intentions.
Well, that's the other side of this equation we haven't talked about. Globally, the markets seem to be reasonably comfortable with the level of stocks that are about. So prices pretty average here this year?
Prices right at the moment, I would say, are very good. We're not far off what they were this time last year, and they were pretty handy prices. And wheat at the moment delivered per annum or delivered carrick is 260. 10-ton wheat yields, it's a pretty handy gross margin per hectare. But saying that, I think there's more downward pressure on prices, particularly with what we're seeing over in the States and some of those large stocks on hand figures. The issue in Australia is that the price has been held up. A lot of growers on the mainland have kept hold of their grain and haven't sold it forward. if the prices continue to fall or soften on the global market, we might see people wanting to capture that price and sell, which could then lead to a tumble, which I don't want to see at all. I'd prefer to see a nice steady price situation as it is at the moment. It's an interesting one, the prices at the moment. They're holding up, but we're not sure whether there's a softening in place.
Well, most farmers in Tasmania always say, oh, it's only a rain away from harvest. See you on the weighbridge in the new year.
Yes, absolutely. No, we're looking forward to it, and should be a good year, we're hoping.